Lesson B, Building Vocabulary. A, Meaning from Context, page 34. Orchid question and answer.
Imagine that you're a flower. Like every other living thing, you want to reproduce, but you can't move. How can you get your DNA to another flower?
Offer food. This is a great way to trick birds or insects. They think they're just getting a free meal in the form of nectar, a sweet liquid. However, they're also carrying your pollen, a substance that contains your DNA, to the next flower that they visit.
Nectar is full of calories, so it requires a lot of energy to produce. Is there a less expensive way for me to move my pollen around?
Absolutely. Many orchids have found fascinating ways to attract insects without offering any food. To do this, they imitate something that the insects want. Here are some ways they do this. Shelter. Even insects need a place to live. Some orchids resemble insect burrows. The insects crawl in, but since it's not really a good place to live, they leave with pollen on their bodies. Scents. Insects are attracted to the smell of food, so orchids produce scents that seem wonderful to bugs, but not always to humans. The Dracula orchid attracts tiny insects called gnats by smelling like a dirty diaper. Food. Orchids don't need to offer real food as long as they seem to offer food. The Epidendrum orchid resembles milkweed, a favorite food of butterflies. Butterflies visit the plant, but all they obtain is pollen to carry away when they leave. Mates. One of the most common orchid tricks is to offer the promise of a mate. The flower of the Ophrys orchid in Italy resembles the wings of a female bee. It even smells like a female bee, so instinct tells every male bee in the area to visit the plant.